The Torah in this week's parasha records a conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem. You are going to go and represent and work on behalf of the Jewish people to lead them out of Mitzrayim. Zokt Moshe Rabbeinu, listen carefully, Rabbi Yisrael. Yoimer Moshe, Ela Elohim, Mi Anoichi, Ki Elech Al Paro V'Chi Yoitzi Es B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. So we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is protesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, why are you choosing me? Why are you choosing me? Mi anoichi? So what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam answer? Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayoymer ki eya imach vezelecha ois ki anoichi shelachticha bo hitziacha es ha'omi mitzrayim tavdun es ha'olim ala harazim. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gets into the details when I come to Klal Yisrael and they ask me, who is Hashem? What name do I should find? That's already the instruction manual. That's already like the process. But I want to focus on this preface, this original conversation. Who am I? What did Rabbeinu Shalom answer? You didn't answer the question. Vayoymer ki ye'eye imach vezelecha oiz ki anoichi shelachticha bo yitziacha es ha'am Mitzrayim tavdun es ha'olim ala harazah. Tell me who I am. Why me? I'm not qualified. So what did the Rabbeinu Shalom answer? Vayoymer ki ye'imach, I know what you're going to say. What I always assumed. No, don't worry. You're not important. I'll be there. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom's answering? So Moshe Rabbeinu was taka right. You are nothing. Mi anoichi. And what does the pasuk mean? Vayomer ki ye'imach v'zelecha ha'ois ki anoichi shelachticha. What is the ois? Which ois? Well, I don't. I'm just not following in the pasukim. What was the answer to the question? And what is the additional oath that now you're being mechazik and reassuring Moshe Rabbeinu that he could take this tafkid and that he'll be okay? Wherever Rabbi say, the Torah in the beginning of this week's parasha, the beginning of Parshas HaGeula, as we spoke about last week, what this is all about, Torah says, "Uvnei Yisrael parav vayishutzu vayirbu vayatzmu b'ma'id ma'oid v'timaloya aritosam," which literally is translated as "Klal Yisrael proliferated." Klal Yisrael, their population was multiplied. Vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid, and they were strengthened in a great way. But it's a very interesting language that it uses, vayatzmu b'ma'oid ma'oid. The Noam Elimelech points out that there's another time that we have this double language of ma'oid ma'oid. Does anyone know what I'm referring to? And it's the one exception to any other midah of the midas that the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. In general, the Rambam tells us that we should always try to be balanced. We should always try to be the Shvil HaZahav. We should always try to be not too much here, not too much there. But there's one exception. What is that? Kas. But what?
Anova.
Anova. Ma'oid, ma'oid. Have.
Have
Shvil Ruach. You should try your hardest to what? To make sure to be a Shval Ruach. And it's a fascinating language that the Chazal have. Ma'od ma'od, not tashbil ruchacha, that you should work on this. Your definition, your essence should be ma'od ma'od, to the nth degree, to be a Shval Ruach. Zok Danayim Elimelech, that's exactly what the Torah was hinting to in terms of why Klal Yisrael were succeeding and why Klal Yisrael were able to proliferate and why Klal Yisrael were able to be many. Why? Klal Yisrael was working hard. Klal Yisrael was not on the top, was not in a situation of being in the highest class of society. So Klal Yisrael was fulfilling ma'oid ma'oid habishvel ruach in a certain sense. And Mimela, that led to Klal Yisrael's success. However, Rabbeis, I'd like to share with you, in my opinion, one of the most fascinating Meshech Chochmas. Rav Meir Simcha Midvinsk analyzes this parsha in such a deep way that Mamish is Megala exactly what's going on in these psukim and answers all of these kashas. Moshe Rabbeinu asks the kasha, Mi Anoichi? Not in a way of thinking that he's not willing to do it, but even when he's stepping up to the job, he's saying, you should know that it's not that I take this in any arrogant, in any gaivadiko fashion, but I approach this with the question of Mi Anoichi. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam responds and says, this is the Yisoid for Geula. The Pesach for Geula is what? Is specifically to be led by a manig, to be led by a role model, to be led for a person in charge of Klal Yisrael, that at the outset of the mission, his whole approach is Mi Anoichi. Zok de Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Listen to the lashon of the Meshech Chochma. Ve'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinos, like the Gemara in Darim says, Rak al ono v'nomuch b'dayto. V'lechein lo yishra Shechinos, Rak al Sinai Shua nomuch v'koton mikol ahorim. Rabbeisai, the Balatanya has a moira de gevort. Moshe kibol Torah what? Not al har Sinai. Moshe kibol Torah mi Sinai. It should be Moshe kibol Torah al har Sinai. Moshe kibol Torah Bisinai. Moshe kibol Torah mi Sinai. Like the Kabbalah Satoira was from Sinai. There was like something about the process of Kabbalah Satoira that was learned out from the mountain. The Torah says yes. Because as you all know, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemaras that explained why we specifically chose Har Sinai and the background to how Har Sinai was and came about to be the makom for Kabbalah Satira. That mahalach, that mindset, that approach is necessary for Kabbalah Satira. Mi Sinai, Zok de Balatanya. Zok de Meshech Chochma, the same thing. Zok de Meshech Chochma, pshat in our parsha, Meirat de Gavort. But the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, Ki eye imoch. Like the Gemara in Saita says, Ein a balgaiva, someone who has yura, Ein anivu hu yecholim lo dor biyachad. A person who is gaivadik, a person who is wrong, a person who thinks, it's magiali. I'm a zach. I'm an essence. I'm an entity. So the Mamela, there is no room for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in his life. Because it has to be only within the ways and the direction and the space that I can make after my own personal needs and my gaiva and my own necessities are taken care of. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, gaiva is the exact antithesis of Hashras HaShechina. It's not just the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is disgusted from a bal gaiva. It's a blocker. It's a bubble that now doesn't allow Hashras HaShechina to be on your house and into your life. That's what arrogance is. That's what a blown up chametzdika lifestyle is. It's the opposite of what geula is. That's why we had to go out with matzah. It's because that's what allows suppressing your own self-interest, your own self-made life, and your own perception of you, who you are and who you ought to be, is all what? is all what blocks the Rabbeinu Shalom's interest and doesn't allow you to be mevatel ritzoyncha l'ritzoyn hamakom. It's a scientific equation, Rabbi Yisai. If there's gidol shebe'isa, sor shebe'isa, if there's chametz, if there's blown up personality, if there's blown up arrogance, if there's blown up anything else, chavrusas don't work out, relationships with Rebbeim, the Mesoira doesn't work out, and ultimately Tefillah doesn't work out, and asking the Rabbeinu Shalom and leaning on him, which is what Tefillah is all about, that I can't exist without you. I don't need to say Baruch Aleinu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to remind you, by the way, I need to make this deal well. I need to remind myself, Zok the Maharal, Zok the Chidah. That's what Tefillah is all about. Having a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Rabbi Yisai, the prerequisite to having that relationship is Ein Li Klum. I am nothing without Siyata Dishmaya. Baruch Hashem, we had a meeting with the president. It was such a beautiful hakdama to the meeting. We was talking about where why he was holding and everything. Mamash starts off, he said, Siyata Dishmaya. Siyata Dishmaya. He went through a whole 3 minutes. Just a minute. I could talk from today until tomorrow. Everything is Siyata Dishmaya. What a role model. Beautiful. Such a chizik I got just from that part of the shmuz. That's the way we're supposed to wake up in the morning. I have a heartbeat this morning because the Rabbeinu Shalom chose me to. And now I got to follow through in the rest of my day to make room for him to continue to be involved in my life. Zok de meshechach mamoshe Rabbeinu. Mi anoichi? Kiyeye imoch. That's the scientific equation. That's the way the charges work. If a person has the approach, when I give them such a position, when I give them such a tafkid, that they're willing to do it. It's not an ava psula, which is another shmuz Rabbi say we've spoken about in the past. A person thinks about it, he's not able, that the Rabbi Shalom didn't give him a koiches. No. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. It's not that I don't think and I'm quitting and I'm a quitter and I don't think that I'm bad. I'm just saying it's not magiali. It's not something that I expect. And it's not something that I hold that I'm qualified or that I actually have a standing. Mi anoichi. When I approach the paro, I understand that I'm kol kulo. Nothing about me, nothing about my upbringing, nothing about my ichos, nothing about anything else other than the Rabbeinu Shalom chose me. Mi anoichi. I wasn't complaining. I wasn't backing out. Zakhtu Rabbeinu Shalom, Lachain Omar, therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom answers our questions. Das is da. That's the aside. Ki eye imach. You start with a mi anoichi kasha? Mimela, that's a type of person. Ki eye imach. That I am going to be hand in hand with every step that he's going to take. He is going to be an embodiment of Shechina. He is going to be a representative of the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'zeh masha'ato onuv amiti b'daitcho sha'ato oimer lefona yoidea ta'alumos mi anoichi v'zeh lecho ois ki anoichi shilachticho. Such a person is a walking Kiddush Hashem. Such a person is the only person that can be the ambassador to take Yidden out of Mitzrayim. You will be the ois. You will be a walking ois. You will be an embodiment of Hashros Hashchina in this world. Ki me'an v'nusecha yiru akol she'ata mekusher be'alokis v'incha shliach miyuchadli. Because when a person doesn't get inflated, when a person doesn't get derailed, and when a person focuses on his avoida is following through on the Ratzon HaBayre, and he's a makkah, he's a shliach, he's just a being to that the Rabbeinu Shalom is running everything, and he's just carrying out that shliach, he's a pipe to memela, spread Hashras Hashchin in the world. So the memela, that's ki eya imach. Anyone who looks at him and doesn't look at himself saying, I, me, it's magiali. So they see the Rabbeinu Shalom. They see the Rabbeinu Shalom in his mitzvahs. They see the Rabbeinu Shalom in his speech. They see the Rabbeinu Shalom in all his pursuits. They see the Rabbeinu Shalom in his business deals and what the tachlis is, what the purpose is. They see the Rabbeinu Shalom in everything he's doing. And that's exactly what the president spoke about. All of the things that we have, Rabbi said, with all of this process in planting and being an Adam And ultimately, my being magia to Tzion is because everything has to be gecheshbint. That we're on a, we're starting from Maimon Har Sinai up until the Geula, and we have a tafkid to spread the Shechina in every aspect of our lives. And the sugyas that we're learning now, Rabbi Yisai, are going to help us in the business world, in our pursuits, in being Mekadoshim Shamayim there. And it's not going to be two personalities. We're not going to be, oh, here I could be a Ben Torah, here I could be a Shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom, and there I'm going to be something else that's going to make millions of dollars, and therefore I have a different hashpa, a different approach. No! Because the amount of money, the approach, and what the Rabbeinu Shalom gives me, the gifts that I give me, I'm the same individual. I'm just another stage in the process. And I'm helping along in another area. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't change. Moshe Rabbeinu is the prototypical Shliach. Because his stage and where he is and in his environment and who he's talking to in Paro, in the business deals that he's involved with, he's still approaching as what? I'm just an ambassador of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Mi anoichi. There is not going to be any I, me, in my pursuits. I realize that I'm here for a temporary amount of time. And I have to spread as much Kedushas, Shem Shamayim, as I can in my limited time that I'm here. And I'm going to have different opportunities in different areas, but there's going to be one fundamental theme, and it's going to be one continuous theme. It's Mi Anoichi. And that's the way to deal with the Yetzer Hara. What the Chazal say is the source should be Issa, is the Gaiva, is the inflated ego. That is the essence of the Yetzer Hara. This is the Hakdama to Geula, Rabbi Yisai. Klal Yisrael, we're marbe, we're nifrats. Why? Mo'oid, mo'oid. Because it's not about me. This is not about where I'm going to end up. This is about him. And only him. Your anivus is more of a raya of the shlichus and an os to the shlichus. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was responding directly to Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha. And it's haynu hach. How do I have more kavod shemayim in my life? How do I have more riboy and kiddush Hashem? It's totally on what your impetus is. What is your pursuit? Where is it stemming from? The seeds for Geula in Parsha Shmos or Blisa are Mo'oid Mo'oid Havishvel Ruach. Define yourself as that. And like Noam Elich Melech said, the Tana doesn't say Mo'oid Mo'oid Tashvel Ruachacha. It's not just something that you want to work on. Mo'oid Mo'oid Havishvel Ruach. Mo'oid mo'oid havish farulach. That's how you should. That is going to be how much of a connection and a source to the Borei Olam you're going to be. It's much more than working on a meter. It's now two sides of the equation of whether or not I am connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's a ge'oinistic piece of Meshech Chachma, but it's fascinating, Rabbi Yisai. But it's not just the Meshech Chochmah. You look in the Tzvas Emes, in Pesach, in the year Tafresh Lamed Hey, Tzvas Emes has a goinus de kekasher, Rabbi Yisai. Kayadu Rabbi Yisai, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not said in the Haggadah, which is a lot of words on this kasha. Why Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Haggadah Shal Pesach being the Sefer. The emes is, we say in the Haggadah, and the Pasuk says, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'moitzi, lo yadei saraf, lo yadei shliach, lo yadei malach. V'ilu lo yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka ki ima yadei shliach, areinu anu uvanenu. Aval al yidei shahoytzi oisone bechvoide ubaatzmo hoye geulas oylem. Sagt das Vasemes, If it would have been a shlichus, if it would have been a geula through an intermediary, then the geula would have been temporary. The only reason there was permanence, and there was a lasting effect to the geulas Mitzrayim that was la'olam void, was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido ba'atzmo was the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. V'chein hivtiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was already in Parshas Lech Lecha, Haftoch of the Rabbeinu Shlom Tavram Avinu, Don Anoichi. I will be the one who takes care of Mitzrayim. I will be the one involved in the Makkos. I will be there to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Ubemedrash, ala posuk. Listen to this, Rabbi said. Listen to this. I said this. Posuk in our parsha. Mi Anoichi ki Elech El Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu asks in our pasuk, "Who am I to go to Paro to take out the Yidden from Mitzrayim?" What was Moshe Rabbeinu's question? Says the Sfas, it was a lomda shakasha. Perishim Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashalom Amr. He says, "I learned Parshas Lech Lecha. I don't understand. You're asking me to be a shliach, but then that's a violation of your haftocha to Avram Avinu, because you said what?" Don Anoichi, I will take care of it. The Rabbeinu Shalom will create a Geulas Olam, and no one else. Perish Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Omer Eich Yiskayim Havtochas Don Anoichi. It doesn't work out if you're going to send me. Shirotza Moshe Rabbeinu Lios Geula Bechvedu Ba'atzma. Zok Nesfasemes Rabbeisa and Nesfasemes did not see this Meshech Chochmah, and the Meshech Chochmah didn't see this Sfasemes. Listen to what he says. Ube'emes Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Shehoya Onav Gadol V'nispatel Mimetzias Eilov Yisparach L'chein Hoya Shlichoso K'mo Al Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. No. Through you, through your Mahus, through your essence, through who you are, there is no divide and mechitza between you and me. Like the pasuk, like Gemara Megillah says, Shechina medaberes mitoch groino shel Moshe, which didn't exist by any other Navi of the Jewish Nevi'im. Talk about Bilam another time. But that's, you are me, I am you. You are godliness. Because you're mevatel, you're metzias towards the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what it means to be an anav. People don't understand what anivus is. Anivus doesn't mean, oh, I can't. I'm a lemela, I'm a nebuch. Fakert, you're a merkav l'shchina. You are what enables shchina to bring that, come down into this world. You are the chosen one. But I don't have any ulterior motives. I don't have any incentives. I don't have any inflated arrogance that I'm trying to achieve, that now separate and now become chometz and don't allow the Rabbeinu Shalom and his metzias to now exist in this complicated world. That's what allows Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mi Anoichi, to still be Haftochat Avram Avinu of Don Anoichi. You are not a kasha on my Haftoch. Das is da, ki eye imoch. Rabbi Yisai, halavai, the Sfasem, should have seen the Meshech Chochmah to be mechazik his vort of the Rabbeinu Shalom's teretz to mi anoichi, ki yeh imach, v'zeh yeh ois. This is the way to live. This is the way to bring geula. Merev Rabbi Yisai. L'chein ha'yish l'chosa k'mo ha'yidei HaKadosh Baruch Ba'atzmo, v'hu lo choshev es atzmo zos. V'zeh sh'kosa mi anoichi, sh'zobar she'enu k'day li'os nechshav b'madrega kazoo. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in the Haggadah, but he's not omitted from the Haggadah either. Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Geula process was a combo, was not divided, was not separated. And it's not a kasha that needs a teretz. The kasha is the teretz. Exactly like we ask the kasha. And Leila Seder, someone's going to ask, why do we omit Moshe Rabbeinu from the Haggadah? The answer is, Mi anoichi ki eye imach. Rabbi Yisai, there was another time in Geula in history that this message was reiterated. Gemara says, Kol Omer b'shnaver b'shem Omro mevi Geula la'oilu. What is the source for such a klal? That if you say a memra in someone else's name, you're mevi a Geula to the world. Anyone know the source? Esther. Esther Amalka. The family is learning Megillah right now. Esther Amalka says B'Shem Mordechai about Bigsam Meseresh, and that ultimately brought the Geula. It's a little bit of a hesber. It's a little bit of a detail in the story. We don't even know where it fits in. Somehow helps out in the end, but like that was what sprouted the Geula. Zok the Maharal Rabbi Yisai, Amoyer de Gavart, Amigisoid for the Geula of Purim. And really, I don't think it's a shocker because all Geula is stemming from the same Yisai. Person who says Avart, person who says, has something good to say, and he just wants to ganver it from someone else. He just wants to say, oh, I'm saying it. Kveger didn't say it. Right? Shechter didn't say it. I'm saying it. Right? Ramshor didn't say it. I'm saying it. Right? Naim Elimelech didn't say it. Mesh Chachma didn't say it. It's my part. Right? Zokt, the Gemara, what are you doing? You're saying that your existence, that your play in Ahasuerus' palace, that your interaction, that your mamorim, that your dibor, that your request, that your achievements, are you. So where's the geula? Everybody said, I believe it's the Maharal. Again, I'm very scared to say this in the context of the member of Mevi Geula Loilam, and I can actually, 10 minutes, can actually, you got to get one of these reminders, loosening for sheer. 10 minutes, Rabbi, stop talking. Maybe Geula Loilam. So I believe it's Maharal. He says, what's the difference between Geula and Goyla, Golos? Anyone know the difference, Rabbi Say? Same letters. What's the difference? The Aleph. The Alufa Shaloilam. Guy could be in the same exact scenario, same exact environment, same exact setting. But one could be experiencing geula and one be considered mamish in the geula. What's the shaila is? Is it me? Or is it Aleph? Am I letting in the Rebbeinu Shlomo into my life? And I'm mevatel my metzias, my rotzen for the Beirei Olam. A person who has a mahalich is not just saying something in the right name because, oh, I have to give credit where credit is due. That's narishkeit. That's not what the Chazal are saying. Person who has a shkofas achayim, that it's not me. It's a shchina b'der b'daberes b'toich greiner shel Moshe. I once heard from Rav Waxman, I think he was saying from, who is this? I forget exactly who it was. It was one of the Gedolim in Europe. He wrote the Sefer Min HaMeitzer. I'm blanking on his name right now. He was once looking at these Chedush Shmuzim that he said. He was just blown away. You heard this? He was almost blown away. It was just like, wow, these are beautiful. And it was like a little awkward to tell me. Then we're sitting there like, yeah, like, okay. You're like, yeah, you have nice Shmuzim, but like, you know, like, don't show up like, oh, I said these? He was like, I didn't even, they're from me? They're not mine. The Rebbeinu Shalom put this into my head and I said it and that's it. And by the way, like, there's no question, there's times I walk out of shir, like, not that I even say something like it, but like, there have been times in my life, wow, I said that? Like that, oh, thank you, God. That's a beautiful gift from you. Like, I can't put that together. Like that, how did I find this special chokmah? Like, that, God, The Rebbe Yishol wanted me to say a message to you. It's not like I'm not an expert in this. It's all siyata d'shmaya. It's mamash all siyata d'shmaya. And Rebbe Yishol, you could get older, and if you were honest, you mamash see it in so many things. I don't even want to go into details right now because it's going to even sound like an impressive thing. Like, it's all siyata d'shmaya. And if you want to be a geula d'gayin, you want to be maybe geula l'oilam, you have to allow that aleph in. A person can now decide in every single matzav, even in the most difficult matzav of him in the world, whether or not he's going to be in the gullus or in the geula, not necessarily dependent on an eagle, and not necessarily depending on nefesh benefesh, and not necessarily dependent on a location, dependent on what's your pursuit. And Rabbi say, the Rabbeinu Shalom is taking the world in this matzav of gullus of a sinking generation, and it's everyone said it's got to be Mashiach is coming. It's got to be Mashiach is coming, and the shaila is why? Why you have to ask yourself why should Mashiach be coming? I heard a shmooze from Rabbi Avram Shor, Rabbi Yisai, during the pandemic. He quoted something from one of the Rosh Yeshivas of Torah Vadas, Rav Avram Pam. And Rabbi Sarav Avram Pam, if anyone knows any of his Torah, he was an edel lament. She was mamish, such a ruggish, such a sensitive individual. But wow, did he have a sharp vort that he quoted from him. He says, I don't understand. All of you boys are going to be sitting under the chuppah, crying your hearts out. And yet, does someone want to do this? Or do we wait till it ends? I don't know. This meeting will end in 10 minutes. Upgrade now to remove...
That was like
7 minutes. Yeah, it was a while ago.
We could probably restart.
Let me add that. So Rapam asked the Kasha. All these chasanim, the Tyra mentioned, they're mamish like the Tahira Mekdoshim. They're Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Mechilas Kaporis. And they're davening, Rabbi Yisai. Why in the world isn't Mashiach here? Esra Pam. This is my mission. This is like the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Shekadoshim. How is it Shaykh? That's another shmooze, Rabbi Yisai. Make sure that we should shmooze about the Hachana before your Chuppah on Yom Kippur. That's another Rabbi Yisai. But just take it for granted now. You have an unbelievable school, Rabbi Yisai. And don't take the mahalach of can I get out of the fest? Like that shouldn't be your approach to your chasana. Okay, that was a little bit of a pet peeve of mine. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, there's a tremendous opportunity that you have in Mechilas Avinus with tshuva, which Rabbeinu Rav said it has to be with tshuva. It's not an automatic, but it's a tremendous maila. Why isn't Mashiach here? They're davening for Mashiach. You know what Rav Pam said? They're davening for Mashiach to come after the chasana. And it just doesn't only apply to a chasana kala. We all have chasanas in our lives. We're davening for Mashiach to come. Why? Because the terrorist bothers me. Because the pandemic bothers me. Because it's a little bit of an ikuv here, a little bit of, but don't mess up this. I still want this chasana to be like this. I still want my band over here. Umitzapim lecha bishuascha. Rabbi Yisai, bishuascha kivisi. Are we davening for the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua? Are we davening for mi anoichi? That I want a world that it's clear that we, on our radar, is just mevatel our essence and our rotzon for the Rabbeinu Shalom? No, and myself included, I struggle with that. There's a little bit of chametz in there, even when I'm saying and davening for the geula. It's about my predicament and my scenario and my place in life. And then I'll enter and allow Rabbeinu Shalom inside. This is a struggle that man has, Rabbi Yisai. This is why Chazal tell you ma'oid ma'oid. Otherwise, it's not going to work. This is the situation in Geulas Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael had to learn and had to read, had to lead, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to be a role model as to what it means to start Klal Yisrael and Avodas Hashem. And what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? Be literally an Eved. Taking that matzav of being ma'oid ma'oid vayatzmu ma'oid ma'oid, and we just switched it from paro to now take that same existence bahar hazeh, which is the exact summation of that pasuk that the Rabbeinu Shalom says. And you and Anoichi are no different. You are here to carry out His will. That's your pursuit. And I have to be in check when my Anoichi is interfering with that. Baal Shem Tov says a moiridik of word in Parshas Yisro. Anoichi oimid beini ubencha. That's the lashon of the pasuk. Baal Shem Tov said that a person's anoichi, a person's gaiva, a person's self-interest, a person's arrogance is what is a mechitza between him, a connection between him and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What is your approach to anoichi? What is your approach to your own needs, to your own... Why? Why is that? Why do I need it? Why do I have to become successful? What is my pursuit? How am I setting up my stages in life? Where is the Rabbeinu Shalom in all of those aspects? That is the difference between a goyle and a geula. The Bible says Amalek was what was interfering with geula and what had to be defeated in the story of Purim. What is Amalek? Virom levavech. The essence of Amalek is to kick out a Rabbeinu Shalom mitachas Hashemayim. It's to focus on what? My own arrogance, my own ego. Where does Amalek come from? Says the Gemara in Chulin. Amalek comes from the chait of the Nochash. The Nochash was the first one who says, HaNochash Hishiani, which the Rishonim say is the Oisiyos, HaNochash Yesh Ani. I exist. Anoichi interferes. Beini uBeinchem. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, the way to let me into your life, the way to bring an Aleph, the way to bring a Ula is what? Be mevatel anoichi. I'm here to serve. I'm here to find what does the Rabbeinu Shalom want in this equation? What does the Rabbeinu Shalom want in this Siyat of the Shemaya? When I daven for the Yeshua, when I daven for Geula, I daven with an Aleph. I don't daven for my own matzav. It's so much more complicated, Rabbi Yisai, in this generation of affluence, in this ability, in this successful setting, in a generation where the goyim around us are so verum lebavechem. Everything is about the I. iPhone, iPad, iTeam, iZach, iZech. Me two, me three, me four. It's my gili. Rights. What's my rights? What do we speak about, Rabbi Yisai? 2 weeks ago. The Torah never speaks about rights. The Torah speaks about chiyuvim. Obligations. Hezekriya. It's not what is my right. It's what is my obligation towards you. It's a totally different cook. Totally different look. It's not always, what do I get out of this? How could I be more mechubad? How could I sit on the stage? How could I have more money so I could be more impressive? That people can, I can flaunt that people and people can mamish just bow down to me. If that's the pursuit, there is no Rabbeinu Shalom. Emistic. I'm talking to myself. COVID. And terrorism and everything else. Why? Why do you want a Beis HaMikdash? Why do you want a Mashiach? And when do you want it? After the Chasanah? Me Anoichi. And the Rebbeinu Shammai, I want Adon Anoichi. Oh, Zeyeh Ois. You're going to bring Geula into the world. You're going to bring a Matzav in a few weeks from now. That there's going to be a Matzah.
with no bread that we're going to be able to start a Jewish nation with. That's the real touch in why you can't eat chametz on Pesach. Because this was the yesod of Geula. Me'oid, me'oid, ha'bishvar ruach. It's not because of quickness. It's not only because of the storyline, Rabbi Say. There was a hashkach that it should work out to be specifically in a matzadika lifestyle. Because that blown up lifestyle, that anoichi, oimed benir benchem, that se'or shebi isa, like the Gemara Brachas and Daf Yud Zayin says, mamish blocks the Rabbi Neshul. And blocks you being that eved and that tafkid from why you were putting this lot. So Rabbi said, the answer to the Meshech Chochmas Kasha, the answer to the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the answer to Vayarbu Vayatzmu B'moid B'moid, is the Yisoid that we all need to inculcate and implement into our lives in any stage that we are in. I am the Rabbi Neshalom Shliach. I am just carrying out his will. And I need to make sure that every move that I make is a bittul to his ratzon. It's a loaded shmuz. It's a loaded concept. But that's what brings geula. And that's what switches things from a matzav of geula to a matzav of geula. So mirtz Hashem Rabbi say, when we collect all these ideas, we actually set it up into our lives, we realize, Rabbi Yisai, all of these things that we complain about, programs, resumes, hierarchy, Rabbi Yisai, it's such, it's not only narishkeit, it's not only like immature, it's mamish the antithesis of Yiddishkeit. If this was what was on the mind of Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have never gotten, Anu ubneinu hayu mishubadim lefaru mitzrayim. What level are you on? Who are you? What does he do? This, that. It's such a confidence builder, Rabbi Yisai. It doesn't matter. It mamish doesn't matter. You are just as much as a shliach as he is. The Rabbi Neshalom put you into this world and told you, be a tzaddik, which means spread shechina into the world. Be my pipeline. That's all you need. That gives me a koyach to wake up in the morning. Moide ani lifonecha. My ani is lifonecha. And that's my existence. And nothing else matters. I don't care what he thinks about me. I don't care what he thinks about me. Because he's the reason I'm in this world. Moide ani lefonecha. My ani is lefonecha. And that's what I need to be moide in every stage of my existence. And all the everything else is sor shebi'isa. Is narishkai. Is amalik. Is I this. Is I that. Is I this. Is I that. Is me this. Is me that. Boy, say things have gotten crazy in the world. No question. So has man. I don't even want to get into how crazy and how this manifests itself for Boy Say. Or I don't even have to accept. Boy Say, you fill in the blanks. Let's not get off topic here. But there are so many recent manifestations of this shmuz, but how Anoichi changes everything about the Bria, about everything about the Rabbi Nishalom's involvement. No, I choose. I. Me. It's my right. Wake up. It's not stam. It's not a coincidence. And there's a need for geula. And the Rebbe Neshalom is reminding us. And we have the ability to bring it. Kol ha'omer dover b'shem omro, mevi geula l'olam, mi anoichi, ki eye imach. Moshe Rabbeinu's name is all over the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Shkoyach Rabbi Yisai.